Every time the price of gasoline goes up, so does the anxiety level for many Americans.
It's scary. It's really scary.
With oil prices trading above $125 a barrel, energy analysts say the worst is yet to come. Oil trader Ira Eckstein warns it will take a few more weeks before current oil prices show up at the gas pump.
I don't think we've even peaked yet, so we're going to see higher prices at the pump.
Crude oil prices have nearly quadrupled since 2001. Some consumers say unless lawmakers do something quickly, continuing high prices will further weaken the U.S. economy, resulting in higher prices for nearly everything.
Congress needs to step up to the ballpark and do something for these people. This can't keep going on anymore.
Congress has everything in the world to do with it. They can change it if they want to change.
U.S. lawmakers did take action this week, ignoring President Bush's wishes and voting to stop refilling the nation's strategic petroleum reserves until oil prices start to decline. Some motorists say they can't wait that long. Caroline Saunders skips breakfast to pay for gas.
I've cut my meals to two meals a day, and that's every day. I drink free coffee at the office, but as far as breakfast, I don't eat.
And yet another sign of the growing desperation, in the state of Connecticut, motorists lined up for more than a mile to fill up on 26 cent a liter gas, part of a radio station promotion.
It's been tough. I mean, spending at least $50 a week, if not more, on gas just puts a big dent in your pocket.
Economist Wayne Hawkwarter says another reason for Congress to act quickly is that high oil prices weaken consumer confidence.
Psychologically, people are really starting to think to themselves, I'm just not getting ahead.
Lawmakers are scheduled to hold a hearing next week with the heads of major oil companies to determine why gasoline prices remain high and what can be done to help cash-strapped motorists. Millar Sega, VOA News.